July 22nd, the Feast of St. Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene was the first to recognize the risen Christ, even before Peter, John, and the other apostles. Why was that? It was not her superior knowledge, intelligence, or religious training. Rather, it was her single-minded, unwavering devotion to Jesus that transcended even his humiliating death. Mary was one of a handful of women who followed Jesus all the way to the cross, after even his closest disciples had run away. She and she alone returned after the Sabbath to mourn and reverence his entombed body. When she found the empty tomb and received the mysterious revelation of the angels that he was still alive, she carried this back to the disciples, whereupon Peter and John went to investigate for themselves. They found the empty tomb, just as she said, but no sign of him. It was Mary to whom the risen Christ first appeared, as described in today's gospel. The encounter was very personal. She was weeping, devastated by the double loss, first his death, then the seeming theft of his body. He came to console her. She recognized him when he called her name, Mary. That clearly indicates that it was the deep personal relationship between the two that opened her to the revelation, apparently even deeper and more personal than Jesus had with the other followers. What was the basis of that relationship? Mary loved Jesus with her whole heart. Nothing else mattered to her. Many have interpreted that as a romantic relationship, but there's no evidence for that in scripture or church tradition. That interpretation comes from people's own biases and from confusing Mary Magdalene with other women in the Gospels who encountered Jesus. All we have about Mary's previous relationship to Jesus is a comment in Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, which said that Jesus had cast out seven devils from her. So her relationship with Jesus was rooted in her experience of healing and liberation from the grip of evil. For this life-changing experience, she was no doubt deeply grateful and beholden to Jesus. But it went beyond that. When Mary was possessed by those demons, whatever that meant, she must have been treated like a monster, a threat, or at best, a freak, like the others possessed people in the Gospels. Jesus was the one who reached out to her, treated her like a human being, and thus showed her that her life had value and restored her sense of dignity and humanity. Moreover, he freed her of the forces that isolated her and brought her back into the human family. There is no greater gift one can receive, and for that she would be eternally grateful. In that personal experience and in everything she saw in following Jesus, she found in him the compassion, wisdom, honesty, courage, and strength that is the pinnacle of human virtue. He had every quality one can hope for in a human being in a way that exceeded anything one would ever find in another. She had found the perfect fulfillment of all our human longing, and she was not going to let go of it for any reason. That's what bound her to him with a tenacity that not even death could overcome. It is people who have been healed by God's grace that often have the deepest devotion to Jesus and who understand him the best. These would include addicts who have been able to get sober, people rescued from abusive relationships or exploitation, those who have overcome serious psychological problems, criminals who have found forgiveness for horrendous acts, those who have found meaning and purpose in what had been a very shallow existence, and many others. Often their liberation has come through a friend, counselor, pastor, teacher, or other helper. But they also feel a greater power at work, strong enough to overcome even those chains that seemed unbreakable. There they see the hand of Christ and the power of his compassion. We should all strive to know Christ more intimately as Mary did. That means seeking him out in those ugly corners of the world that people usually shun, even in the tombs. There you will find him, because that is where his healing compassion is most needed. I never really knew Jesus until I went through a period of stress where it seemed my life was falling apart and I felt totally unworthy, but then found acceptance and support through a fellow Jesuit. Start with your own life. Where have you been healed? Or where do you need healing? There you will discover the beauty of Christ's loving compassion, so that you can be his friend and witness also.